Going to do in the holy letters of the Rebbe, in letter number 1635, and this is in volume 6, and this is dated in the 12th day of Sivan Tovshin Yud Beis. As you can see, there's a lot of letters that were sent on this day. The Rebbe was, this is after Shavuos, which was a busy time, as always busy, but it was exceptionally busy. So after Shavuos, the Rebbe was writing in one day. Look at all these letters and the Rebbe and the diversity of letters that the Rebbe was writing on that same day. And Brooklyn Shalom Uvracha. Now here, the Rebbe was asked in this letter to change the day schedule. You know, in the yeshivas, they learn the holy Chumash and the Gemara, whatever they learn in the mornings. In the afternoon, they learn the general studies. And this person, I guess, I'm not sure what his circumstances were, but he was trying to attract maybe some more students. So he was asking the Rebbe if he can change it around to have the secular, the general studies in the morning and do the Hebrew, the religious studies in the afternoon. And the Rebbe, this is a yeshiva, and again, I'm guessing that they were trying to appease or attract or whatever their reasoning was. Sometimes there's also an issue, sometimes also an issue if you hire teachers, and let's say you want to change the same teacher, like you have a teacher that teaches Hebrew, you want to have them in both classes, and you can't have them all in the same time, so you have them in Hebrew. Whatever the case was, the Rebbe is very strongly against that. The Rebbe was always that the most, the freshest, and the when you're tuned in most in the morning should be devoted to the religious studies. Matter of fact, the Rebbe says this is a Lubavitch yeshiva, and Lubavitch yeshiva, this whole idea of also doing the general studies is something new, and this should not be changed even further to go ahead and change the timing of it. So let's learn and read inside. So the Rebbe says, Shalom Uvracha. So he says, in your letter, you're asking if you're able to change the order in some of the classes, that first thing they should learn the general studies, Limudei Chol, and then they should learn the Limudei Kodesh, the holy studies. So the Rebbe says, for sure you know to what extent this is, it goes against the view of all the yeshivas of Tomchei Temimim, that's the Lubavitch, the name, general name of Lubavitch yeshivas, and the one who founded it, and the one who continues to lead it, and the entire idea of studying general studies in the yeshiva. I'm not an expert, the Rebbe says, how things developed in such a way that they agreed to this. In other words, the whole thing in bringing in the general studies, whether this was something that they changed, which means you didn't listen to the instruction. In other words, they are studying Hebrew, general studies. Did they not listen to, I guess, his father-in-law or to the Rebbe? Was it like, you know, just in passing? Or was it, you know, in a very active way, in the Hasidic terms, maivir islapshus, which means, did you actually get involved in this, or is just sort of, you know, it just happened to be? Or, and even within islapshus, there is, you know, whether it was like really trying to get into this. But either way, the study of the general studies, it's only because that, you know, it needs to be, there is no choice, so we do that as well. But it's self-understood that you don't have to make any changes to the other directions. Because since, even on the present situation, we should be in tsar, we should be in pain, we're going to do it, because it's not especially, now that you're the change, you want to take it away from what has been established, that you've already done it for so many years, and to change it to become even worse. And again, the Rebbe adds, and without a doubt, if this change takes place in your school, okay, so all the other branches will find out. So it's impossible to imagine what are all the results of this. So from all the above, it's understood my view in your question. If you're asking that if there is a room, so in other words, since there is even to put an effort to change, you know, you're asking me should we make changes, but since there is such a issue, so you have to make it even stronger than till now, because not the opposite, but I said just the fact that there's questions that you want to change it, that means that things are getting very loose, so you should strengthen the Kodesh over there is more. So it says like this. So, but how do I explain it? Basically, the Rebbe's trying to give him some explanation. I guess the Balabatim, the people of the community, they want to have it that way. So how does he explain it to them? So the Rebbe says, in order, I'm going to give you some rationalization so that it should be easier, that you should sort of feel comfortable by yourself and also by the Balabatim. So the Rebbe says, I want you to imagine, we as Jewish people, we believe, and we have a hope. We believe every day and day that Mashiach Tzidkenu is going to come and is going to take us out from this exile, physically, and he'll also take us out from our spiritual exile. So then he says, imagine yourself. Let's say that you make this change that you want. And further, reflect on the fact that for 10 years you withstood the test, notwithstanding all the difficulties and all the challenges that you had, the blockages and the expense that you had. But you had succeeded that the Limudei Kodesh, the holy studies, came first. And now, during the last moment, before we're going to be free from all these blockages and all these hysteria, all of a sudden, we twisted things around. And when we're going to go out together with all of our people that we influence from these goals, so your institution is going to be given to those who start their day by learning ABC, and only afterwards they start learning the Aleph base. Aleph means Aluf Shaloylam. Aleph has the meaning the master of the world. And if you look at the letter Aleph, it has a Yud on the top, and it has a Yud, which is the master of the world. And the other Yud, there's a Yud on the top, a Yud on the bottom. The other Yud represents every Jew, a Yid. Every son and daughter is below. What is the line that between these two yuds at the top, Hashem and the Yid, is a line which connects them. The Kava Machabram, who Kav the Seder Ishtauslis, this is the Kav, the word Torah Mitzvahs. So you have Hashem on the top, a Yid in the bottom, the line in the middle is Torah Mitzvahs. So Shayidei, Ayodei Yisroel V'Kuchibrikul Chad. That makes the Yidden and Hashem together. So the Yidden and Hashem through the Torah become God. So the Rebbe blesses him for success in his holy work, and that you should accept these things lightly, and not only because of your godly soul, but also your animalistic soul, also nature. The Rebbe wants him to willingly accept it, not just to do that. And this was the truth. This was a lot of challenges for a lot of people, trying to bring Yiddishkeit to a world which didn't necessarily, a community that didn't necessarily see it that way. And the people in leadership, they were challenged, and the Rebbe is telling them the way it should be, but the Rebbe is also understanding them, and he's saying, hey, we believe Mashiach is coming right away, and you want to be counted of those that, you know, you had this struggle for all these years, and then all of a sudden, right before Mashiach comes, you're going to be, you know, on the other side. You don't want to do that. So that's what the Rebbe is trying to accomplish. So while the Rebbe wants to reach out to every Jew, the Rebbe believes that the principles that we have must be adhered to. And the Rebbe doesn't want to make any changes as far as that goes.